Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for your time. Welcome along to the Sideline View. Congratulations on your 500th bowls game last weekend. A very exciting time, no doubt.
Yes, it was an exciting game. It went right to the wire.
Did you win?
Yes, overall, we won by one shot.
Oh, that's good. That is good. Now, of course, your 501st game today doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
No, it doesn't quite sound the same, but we had a barbecue last night at the bowls club, and they put a 500 cake for me, and it went down well.
Please tell me they didn't put 500 candles on the cake for you.
No, they just had a 500...
Would have been interesting with 500 candles on the cake. I reckon you'd still be blowing them out this afternoon, because I definitely will be, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, John, what got you interested in bowls?
Well, when I was playing cricket at the time,
mm-hmm.
and I give it away because my elder son couldn't get a game because I was playing, and I give it away from cricket and went straight over to bowls because the bowling club had just started.
Mm-hmm.
And so he could get a game.
Oh, well, then, you know, and I guess, you know, to this day, bowls and bowling, I know it's sort of the same. The only difference being is you bowl underarm compared to overarm.
That's right. And the ball's a bit heavier.
Yeah,
true. The ball's a bit heavier.
A bit true. So what are some of your memories of bowls, John? Is it maybe your first game? Is it maybe a premiership that you won? Or maybe it was the win on the 500th game last weekend?
It was probably my first club championship I won.
Yep.
I've won 6 club championships over the years. And I've been bowling for 20 years, so I was still playing cricket when I was 40.
Yep.
And I went from cricket to bowls. And I'm a foundation member of the Morong Bowls Club. And they were just starting up. So, you know, they were looking for new players and new people for the club.
Yep. And you decided that was what you wanted to do, as you said, leaving the cricket scene. So I guess, John, maybe there's some youngsters today who are going to be thinking about taking up bowls, because it is getting to a lot of youngsters. I've got a lot of friends of mine who their daughters are playing, and they're 12, 13. There's a lot of the young generation coming through, but it is a fantastic game, John. So maybe just some words of wisdom from you as you head into your 501st game today. Is there any sort of inspiration that you might be able to give our younger generation?
Well, the younger they are, the better, you know, they can get trained properly. And when you're older and join, you've got set ways, and, you know, it's like teaching an old dog new tricks.
Sure.
You've got to give the young ones a go.
Yep.
And they all start down at the bottom, and all the clubs have got coaches now, so when I first started, we didn't have a coach or anything like that.
John, I guess, as you say, there it is a game for everybody that can play bowls, and be it left-hand or right-hand. Is there any tips for the likes of me who couldn't bowl to save himself? Because the last time I did bowling, it went to the left and kept going and kept going and kept going, and I was meant to go to the right. So any tips for me?
Oh, you probably had it on the wrong bias.
Ah.
Everyone does that at some stage.
So that's what the problem was. That's what it was. And I should have just come to you and asked for some advice, but sadly I was told to bowl in one direction, and it just kept going. Hey, John, congratulations on your 500th game last weekend, and let's hope a little later today your 501st will be another successful one.
Yes, I hope so. We've actually got a win today overall. To stay second on the ladder.
Oh, well, the very best of luck to you, and I really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
Thanks very much.